This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good, Johnny Mathis. I should go on the road, Jay. What do you think?
On the road.
Road again. I'd like to. Johnny Mathis has always had a great spot in my heart, as has Willie Nelson. I have such eclectic tastes in music. Willie Nelson is one of my favorite songs of all time. Turn the radio up as loud as you can get on the road again. I just can't wait to get on that. It's just a great, great song.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of like to live my life like that. I'm getting on the road again today. Go back out and see Jasper and Miles and find out what's happening in 74 degrees and sunshine.
Remind yourself what that feels like.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's go.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
On the road again.
The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
By the way, this is the true story of what he does in his life, what he likes most of his life, other than his family, is to be on the road with, the guys, some of them are gone, Kris Kristofferson, Merle Haggard, loves being on the road, loved being on the road when Johnny Cash was alive. Those guys had a wonderful, you ever see the cowboy movies that they did together, just for fun?
Mm-mm.
There was a whole series. He and Kenny Rogers, for whatever the reason, the guy, Ken Cragen, who is Kenny Rogers' manager, put together these deals for these silly cowboy shows that they did, these movies, TV movies. I think the Gambler movies, there were three or four of them that Kenny Rogers did. And then there were... Willie Nelson decided that he wanted to do a bunch of cowboy movies and remake things like Stagecoach. I mean, it was silly, but they were fun because you knew these guys were all, they didn't really follow the script. They just, they knew what the story was, and they all went out to have a good time. And that's kind of, John Wayne did the same sort of thing later in his career. A lot of people have, that's what Burt Reynolds used to do, those movies that he did, the car. There was no script for the Bandit movies at all. No scripts. They just went out and screwed around for a couple of months and recorded and had a good time, and they made a lot of money with the movies. Dom DeLuise, you remember some people listening? Do you remember? Your father will know what I'm talking about. You know who I mean? Who Dom DeLuise was, Jay?
No, but I feel like there's another actor that has a similar name that I always think of.
Yeah, I don't know who.
Who's Dom?
Dom DeLuise was a sort of a TV icon, but he and Burt Reynolds were great friends, and they used to do a lot of spoof stuff together. Dom DeLuise was on all those game shows and stuff. There were four or five people that were regulars, like Rose Marie during that era, the 60s and 70s, and he was on the Match Game and the. The square game, all of that stuff.
He was in Blazing Saddles, right?
Who was? Dom DeLuise?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. Maybe he was. I don't remember. The best thing about that was Mel Brooks, one of the really fabulous movies that Mel Brooks. Anybody who's never seen Blazing Saddles, you absolutely owe it to yourself. Especially if you don't like political correctness, it's heaven for you. Nirvana. Blazing Saddles is absolutely one of the best things. Mel Brooks, like Norman Lear and Carl Reiner and that bunch, they all were the most creative geniuses. The only one who's left now is Mel Brooks. The rest of them are all gone. Mel Brooks and Johnny Carson and Carl Reiner. Let's see, it was... It was what's his face? His son's on KFI. Tom. No, Tim. Ah, last night. Anyway, there was a card game. And that every Friday night after the Tonight Show was taped, Johnny Carson would go, I think they either went to his house or they went to Carl Reiner's house, and they have a card game. And it was, just imagine being on the wall why can't I remember this guy's name? Anyway, there were four guys, and they were, they just wanted to have a good time, and they drink and mm-hmm. play cards. Yeah. And
their friends getting together, just normal, yeah, like
exactly.
anybody else.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Why can't I remember?
Is it Tim Sullivan?
No. Tim Conway. There we go. Thank you. Tim Conway. And the other one, who's still alive, who is a straight-laced comedian, very funny, in TV shows. I can see his picture, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, not important to the story. The story was that these people, like everybody else, want to have a good time. We all want to have a good time, right? We want to learn. We want to have fun with our friends. Just, yeah, exactly. All right. Here's the call from NASA today to all citizen scientists. They want your help researching gamma rays. You know what a gamma ray is? Anybody? You want to help or you want me to just spill it out? Gamma rays.
What is a gamma ray?
A gamma ray, I'm glad you asked, Jay. It's a very energetic form of light coming from stars that are billions and billions. That's my Carl Sagan impression. Billions and billions of light years away. And NASA has been detecting these gamma rays for a long time, actually since NASA existed in the 50s, now they want burst chasers who will aid in the tracking and classifying of these different rays because there's pulses, different pulses to them and different shapes, different codes, different size. It's not just a gamma ray is a gamma ray is a gamma ray, and who knew that? This is the first time I'm finding out about it, but that's what you get when you look at the NASA website. So if you want to learn more about the Burst Chaser Initiative, you go to the NASA website. All right? So it's just kind of a neat thing. They want to get at it right away, too. Apparently, and what I'm reading between the lines here is that they've detected something. You know, there was a secret hearing in Washington, I believe early last week, once again, about UFOs, in that room in the Capitol building that is lead-lined. Nobody could bring in phones, no devices. You were checked before you went into the meeting. You know, they do the wand thing like they do when they're checking you for bugs. This was a discussion with the Department of Defense and NASA and all the people who are supposedly intricately involved in all of this to discuss the latest. And so why do they have it in a closed-door session in a lead-lined room that nobody can hear inside or outside what's going on? What are they trying to keep from us? What do they know? And I wonder if this gamma ray thing is a way to figure out, or at least partly on the part of NASA, we need to find out more about the things that are coming from other sources deep, deep, deep in space. Right? And so,
infinite levels of space.
Yeah, right. Yep. All right, here's some sad news. Another shark encounter. Jaws. This is in Maui's Paia, I think it's Paia Bay. Paia, maybe that sounds good. 39-year-old man was attacked by a shark. The police got there, but he was so chewed up that was the end of him. And this is he apparently was on a jet ski, and the shark chased him to shore. He saw that there was a shark, and so he hightailed it for the beach, but he didn't get there fast enough. The shark beat him and got him and chewed him up. So Anyway, I don't know how much more there is to know about that. Shark warning signs are all over the place there. This is Tavares Bay. And so the Department of Land and Natural Resources warning people. But, you know, you go out in a jet ski, it kind of, the lesson I take away from this is how fast the shark is. You ever been on one of those jet skis? They go like 100 miles an hour, those darn things.
Yeah, you can go pretty fast, and you can fall off pretty easily, too.
I took a ride down in Palm Beach with my brother-in-law 25 years ago. That scared the hell out of me. And we were on the inland waterway. We weren't out in the ocean banging around. And he had a great time. I had a good time. But, as you were suggesting there, as like any moment we could fall off and break our neck.
Mm.
You're not wearing anything. Mm. You're just
and when you're in an ocean, you don't know what's below you. I much prefer the jet skis and the safe shores of Lake Erie.
There you go.
The safe waters of Lake Erie. Because there are no sharks. We don't have sharks in Lake Erie. I don't know if you knew that fact. Did you know there are no sharks, in Lake Erie?
No sharks in fresh water. And there's a lot of sort of fresh water in Lake Erie. All right, here's
fun
the
fact, another
latest.
Fun fact about Lake Erie. It is illegal to hunt for whales, to fish for whales on Sundays.
No.
It is illegal
on
to
Sunday.
Fish for whales on Sunday in Lake Erie. That is a real law.
Good to know. Scientists discovered at least 4 new species of octopi in the deep waters off Costa Rica. The Schmidt Ocean Institute. International team of scientists out there checking the species out. And a couple of expeditions. Now, who would have thought, and does anybody care, that there are 4 new species of deep-sea octopi, which is the plural of octopus, right? You don't say octopuses. Remember that movie, Octopussy, the James Bond movie? They could get away with so much stuff in the James Bond movies, the double entendres. Right?
Wait, wasn't the name Pussy Galore? Wasn't that the character's
no,
name?
No, that was she was.
Or
one
is
of
that in a
no,
different
Pussy
movie?
Galore was in Goldfinger. Pussy Galore, but there were a lot of pussies. That's the point. The writers of the scripts were happy to do pussy this and pussy that, and it kind of everybody got it. Hello, duh. Including most of the audience here today at 18 after. This is Good Day.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I almost forgot it's 23 after the hour. Hi, Doug Steffens' Good Day program is on the air with Jay Kirshner, and it's now time for us to visit the celebrity column of social media. The trending name or names today are the ones who have gotten into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Some well-known writers and performers, names you'll recognize, and then there are some people from behind the scenes who have so-called scaled the heights of writing great country music, rock music, hip-hop music, all that sort of thing. So we'll go through a list of some of these people for your listening and dancing pleasure right after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
is if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. I don't want to do your dirty work.
Charles Fagan. With the late Walter Becker founded Steely Dan, and they are among those inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in the upcoming class. Timbaland is in it, R-E-M as in it, as opposed to R-E-O Speedwagon. I bet you nobody puts those two together but me, former disc jockey.
The letters.
So, huh? Yeah. I think Stevie Dan was cool. R.E.M. not bad. So then there are other people that you don't know, like Hillary Lindsay and Dean Pitchford, who are in the Songwriters Hall of Fame now.
Yeah, but you know their songs, like Girl Crush,
right.
Little Big Town, and Jesus Take the Wheel, Carrie Underwood. Who doesn't know that song? That's
right.
Hillary Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a song written Jesus Take Glue is a Carrie Underwood song.
Yeah.
So let's see, who else is in? Justin Timberlake was not, I think he's already in there, but there's somebody who worked with him closely who's getting in.
Timbaland, yeah, Timbaland. He's the mastermind behind Sexy Back and Get Your Freak On, Missy Elliott.
Oh, George Clinton's getting in. I didn't, George, you know who George Clinton is?
Super
you
Freak,
don't know
right?
Who George Clinton. Yeah, he was the psychedelic kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Doobie Brothers. Ah, no, they didn't get in. Wait a minute, I'm looking at the two ballots. The ballot, they were on the ballot. Public Enemy was on the ballot. Belongs in. Bryan Adams belongs in. George Clinton belongs in. Blondie, my God, she's not in there yet. The Doobie Brothers aren't. What a damned outrage! Those people should be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. David Gates of Bread.
Heart.
Last year, Snoop Dogg got in. Gloria Estefan. That was a good. Sade. Is that how you pronounce her name? I never did that right. Sade, I think. Sade, something like that. Anyway. Carol King is in the hall. Paul Simon's in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Joel, Elton
Billy
John,
Joel.
Bernie Taupin.
Elton John is an EGOT
Ryan
guy
Wilson.
Now.
Who's a Who's Your What?
Elton John has the EGOT. Emmy, Grammy, Oscar.
Oh, all of the Grammy, all the awards,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, you got the other one this the other day. Yeah,
he joined
right,
the
exactly.
club.
Yep. All right, there it is, our celebrity gossip here, 28 after. This is Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plans. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A judge in Manhattan will not drop charges against Daniel Penny in last year's New York City subway chokehold killing. Penny is the 25-year-old U.S. Marine veteran caught on camera restraining Jordan Neely, a homeless man.
It's a win for Jordan's family. It's a win for everybody who stood up for houselessness, for mental health.
Attorney Dante Mills represents the Neely family. Penny's lawyers argue he was defending himself from Neely, who he claims to have been acting dangerously erratic with other passengers. It was a record low night for TV ratings at the Emmy Awards this week. Monday's 75th annual Primetime Emmy Awards, hosted by Anthony Anderson, registered 4.3 million total viewers. Nielsen TV ratings data shows the Emmy's 0.85 viewership rating among wage-earning adults was a new low for the awards show. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
here.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Avengers! Assemble.
No!
Testosterone on that soundbite.
Like, you know how you hear sounds, Doug, and you start crying, like, this is my moment. This is where I am super teary-eyed, just remembering this scene and hearing it again. It is, thank you, James. Thank you.
I'm right there with you.
This is like, what's great going on?
I know this scene kind of, but I don't know that much. Why is this something that you are gravitating to?
So this is from Avengers Endgame, and this is the culmination of 11 years of movies building up to a big moment where they fight the big bad, and all your favorite superheroes get together in one big battle, and it's a oh my gosh!
And it's emotional because half of them disappeared during the Thanos snap, which happened in
Infinity War. Yeah.
Infinity Wars, thank you. And so they're all kind of coming back and reappearing, and the snap has been broken, and I am seriously crying right now.
Really? Yeah. Well, and you understand the emotion that I feel sometimes. We all have emotions.
Exactly.
And the good thing is being able to tap into them and to understand what it is that triggers your emotions. It could be family stuff. It could be a good movie, a song, all of those things, an experience that you've had yourself standing on the bridge on, when you used to be able to stand on the bridge in Las Vegas. Maybe you were proposed to. Maybe you were, Niagara Falls or someplace like that. All kinds of things. We have a lot of national treasures here. And hopefully we can celebrate them from time to time. The good stuff and some of the things that's kind of iffy. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on National Thesaurus Day. We went through a number of words in the last half hour, which you can capture if you'd like. Some of the things that some of you, can he say that on the radio? Yeah. So you go to gooddayshow.com, get the Good Day download, which we'll have, it's kind of a podcast, and we have the whole show that plays all day, every day, as well. If you want to hear back what we were talking about, you didn't hear all the hours, help yourself to gooddayshow.com. And the reason I brought that up is because it is Thesaurus Day. I have my thesaurus. I use it from time to time. Okay, hold on a second.
I hear him talking. I have no idea what he just said.
No, I was going back over into the back side of the bookshelf here, and my thesaurus, which is an essential thing for a radio.
A hard copy?
Yeah, I had to get a hard copy, as a matter of fact. Where is it? Hold on a second. Aha! Actually, this is the second version of Roger's thesaurus. Combines the best features of a thesaurus and a dictionary because it has 35,000 synonyms listed and defined. And so cross-references and stuff. How many people, when you were in school, learned how to use a thesaurus? How many people even know? James, you know what a thesaurus is, right? I'm giving you a lot of credit here.
Yeah, thesaurus.com, obviously.
Well, okay, for you. Okay.
No, I know what a thesaurus is, yeah.
Dismount and
this should be a thesaurus word of the day calendar that has the one word and all of the synonyms that goes with it. Because we already have word of the day calendars and toilet paper and stuff. We need a thesaurus word of the day.
All right, so today's thesaurus word of the day, that's a good idea. Let's do this. Embarrassment is a noun. The reference is being self-conscious, being in distress. It is used in a sentence, my face is red with embarrassment. So a synonym for embarrassment is chagrin.
Discomfort.
Yep. Okay. You are on the same. is this online? They have the same thing. Gotta be online. Yeah. Okay. So there you go. Let's do that. I'm happy to do that. Put that over there with all of the other goodies of the day. All right, so that's the thesaurus stuff. So now we have the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file here on the Good Day program. Are you ready for this? Paper money is not made out of paper. No.
What?
Excuse me.
Shut your face. That can't be true.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is not paper at all. 75% cotton and 25% linen. That's what the bills in the United States of America are made. That's what makes them strong. That's what makes them last as long as they do.
That makes sense. That actually makes sense because how many of us have accidentally left some bills in a pocket or something, threw it in the washing machine, and it didn't disintegrate?
Yeah, it's water resistant. Yep. Goes through a lot of wear and tear. If you were using paper, it would be gonzo. Supposedly, the average bill touches 4,000 repetitive folds. That is, it's folded in the middle at least 4,000 times during its life. I got to put mine in a wallet. Once in a while, I stick it in my pocket. But I always have some cash. I'm using credit cards more and more, but I don't know that I like it. You know what happens? You go into a restaurant now, and it says, we don't take cash. All right. So you are then somewhat obligated, unless you're a complete jerk, when the thing comes up on the screen, there's a place for a tip. How much tip you want to leave? 15, 20, 25%, yada, yada. So I always choose 15% because I don't like being extorted. I would probably give 20% or more I feel like I'm being pressured. Do you ever feel that way, or is it just me?
No, because I feel like with the cash thingy, that was something that some people were already starting to do, but really COVID and the precautions exchanging things in your hand and the whole QR code instead of actual menus started happening. But whenever there is the tip thingy, I'm a really good tipper. I like to over tip. But if it's a situation where it is like one of those walk-up counters where the person, I grabbed all of my own stuff, all they did was ring me out. Me up or whatever, and then it's like, would you like to leave a 15, 20, or 30% tip? And I'm thinking, well, I'll leave a small tip, but I'm not going to tip as much as if you are actually grabbed the food and gave it to me when I'm the one that did all the work. I could have just done a self-checkout line at that point.
Yeah.
Where's the self-checkout option?
Right.
I did everything else myself. Let me cross the finish line.
News from the Supreme Court yesterday. They've taken up Chevron, what's called the Chevron decision, made in 1984. This is one of the most, I don't want to say popular, but it's often cited. It's not known by the public very much. Lawyers love it because it has bolstered the power of executive agencies in the government that regulate the environment, the workforce, what we hear on the airwaves. In other words, the regulations that are set up by the FCC, the FAA, the EPA, all of these regulations that come from nameless, faceless bureaucrats over which we have no control. I am completely, 100% supportive of the five members of the Supreme Court. I think it was six actually yesterday, who said, it's time to end this. The three liberal judges said, no, we like it. The rest of them said, no, we don't like it. And I don't like it at all, and none of you should like it. The interpretations that have been done by these agencies of ambiguous statutes over the years since 1984, pretty damned outrageous, most of them. And the judges aren't experts in the field, and so they have to interpret what some bureaucrat thought was a good rule. I mean, how many times do you see the EPA? It rings a bell with me because of the implication of farmers and the EPA making some interpretations when Obama was president. The waterways included a puddle in your driveway. There's nothing more ridiculous than that. But yet they took farmers to court. Because the farmer said, no, okay, you can't regulate that. It's a puddle in my driveway.
It'll dry up in an hour.
Stuff.
Calm down.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, maybe if this gets tossed out, it might hurt a little bit for a little while. But it's time for interpretations are not the law. Ambiguity is not the law. This is one of the best things that I think the Supreme Court has taken up for a long, long time. That is, it's important they take it up because there's too much regulation and we all feel that way. I don't think it makes a difference whether we're Republicans, Democrats. We don't have any party affiliation. We're sick as Americans and tired of all the regulation, re-regulation. You can't do this, you can't do that. Because we say so. Oh, who are you? Well, I'm an expert. Most of the time, they aren't. The people that get appointed to these agencies are axe grinders. They have a particular, like the EPA is loaded with people who want to regulate everything. That's where this all the electric this and electric that comes from. Let's get the gas out of the stoves and that. These are people that are nut birds. They aren't, you know, the people who are in these jobs ought to be at least objective, right? Wouldn't you think that? But they're not. There are a lot of people, for example, the current FCC doesn't want to do things that are in the best interest, according to most people who know anything about radio. They're not acting in the best interest of the future of radio in terms of ownership and things like that. It's my opinion. That's not based on fact. It's three guys on the FCC are Democrats, and they want to do it this way, and the two guys are Republicans don't want to do it that way. So here we are, locked in a morass of indecision, much as anything else. So the attack on Chevron was fought in the terrain of separation of powers. The lawyers that were in there, a lot of the justices insist that courts rather than agencies have to determine the meaning of ambiguous statutes. We ought not to have them. I'm looking at Justice Alito, who kind of looked puzzled when he didn't know that much about it. And yeah, at first blush, when Reagan was president, a lot of people thought it was because Reagan deregulated everything. And so this became a popular way to sort of bring the pendulum back to the middle. I'm not much of a fan of regulation. I think the marketplace has to find its way. That's what business is all about. But, man, lots and lots of policymakers. 4 million people work for the federal government. What do these people do? Come up with some of these stupid rules somebody else will say, some of these environmentalists, you don't know what you're talking about, Doug. These are good. They protect the environment. There's only so much you can do, boys and girls, to protect the environment. The environment's going to take care of itself.
Well, but also an example is the e-checks, where some towns and cities or counties will require you to have an e-check where the next county over, where you have all the commuters who come into the county that requires e-checks, their county doesn't require e-checks, but they're traveling into work. It defeats the purpose.
Yeah, it does. It's too much regulation, too much government, and this will hopefully address that and do it well. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that score. 48 after the hour now on today's Good Day.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan and get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Recognize this one. The great Norman Lear creations for television broke all kinds of barriers that needed to be broken. And my opinion, the Jeffersons. It was an offshoot of. It was a buzzing.
All in the Family.
Of All in the Family, yeah. Right. And a good one, too.
Very good.
All right, so, Chucker, why are we playing this?
Why not, Doug? I'm just kidding. This day in TV.
That's a good question. Why not?
What do you question? You have to question me daily? Okay. January 18th, 1975, the Jeffersons premiered on CBS, ran for 10 seasons. It was a great sitcom. It was funny, had great characters. Sherman Hemsley was awesome on that show. Yeah, you know, when you reflect and think about it, think about this, Doug. The Jeffersons came out the same year Jaws was released in theaters. That's a long time ago.
Wow. Was it 73?
Long time ago. 75.
72, 70, 75, yeah.
You want it? I got two more.
All right,
1974, January 18th, the $6 Million Man premieres on ABC, Lee Majors. I remember that like it was yesterday. I love that show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did.
It was a good show. Yeah.
Now, here's one in your wheelhouse. January 18th, 1992, Golden Globe Awards, Nick Nolte won for Best Actor for The Prince of Tides opposite Barbra Streisand. I love Nick Nolte, and I loved his comeback performance in that film. He actually was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive back in...
It was a strange pairing, actually.
Yeah, but it was a good pairing. It was a good pairing. They both were fantastic in that film. Ultimately, Nick Nolte lost the Oscar to Anthony Hopkins for Silence of the Lambs, but Nick Nolte was really good in The Prince of Tides. It was 91, but the awards ceremony was 92.
Yep. Ron Howard says he nearly walked off the Happy Days set when producers floated a new title for the show, which would have been Fonzie. instead of Happy Days.
It would have
been
Fonzie's Happy Days. Fonzie's Happy Days.
Fonzie's.
Yeah, that's it. He did say that. I remember that's an accurate story. Henry Winkler's Fonzie became extremely popular in like season 3. And he became so popular, and then they were making lunchboxes, you know, dolls, Fonzie dolls. Right. He was like the heart of America's pop culture back in the day. I could understand why ABC wanted to do it. I could also understand why Ron Howard took that stance.
Are they friends now today, Ron
very
Howard?
Good
and
friends. Very good
Henry
friends.
Henry Winkler? Yeah.
Yeah, like very good friends.
They were. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Tina Fey and this... she directed Mean Girls, right? Is she in it and she directed it? Was her kind of her movie?
I don't think she directed it, but she created the concept, spearheaded it to Broadway as a musical, and it opened number one, the remake here, $33 million. You know, as I said yesterday on the air, the funny thing about it is that the marketing department at the studio in the trailers hid the fact that it's a musical. They just completely hid it, which is sort
right.
of... strange, but you know, because some people don't like musicals. But I read in an exit poll, 19% of the audience was sort of bummed when they walked out of the theater knowing it was a musical. They didn't want to see a musical.
This particular angle focuses on Tina Fey and her directing style. Apparently, she's a very tight manager. She speaks very softly. She doesn't yell at people. Mm-hmm. Everybody listens carefully to what she has to say. This person who wrote the story said that she was a great boss.
That description is the exact opposite of you.
Thank you, John. Very nice.
You're welcome, Doug.
Of you.
You got it.
All right.
I got a story.
Hands.
I got one story. I got
go
one
ahead.
Story. Okay.
One story.
I don't know if you heard this. Pauly Shore is going to play Richard Simmons in a biopic over at Warner Brothers. Actually, it was a big story at Variety, which is sort of surprising. Here's the thing. Pauly Shore is 55. I know he sort of has a resemblance to Richard Simmons. Richard Simmons has lived as a recluse. Like for the last 30 years, he made a statement that he has no involvement in this project. What do you think? Right. You think that'd be a good movie?
No, I think
why?
Because he's such a singular. His dynamic. I'm not talking about Pauly Shore.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Richard Simmons. His dynamic is so singular. His identity is so singular. It's sweating to the oldies. What are you going to do with 2 hours of a movie sweating to the oldies?
Here's
unless
the
you're
thing,
make
you know,
stuff up.
Here's the thing. When he had the show in the morning, right? He did like exercise talk show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The public liked him a lot. The thing with him
very likable.
Is when he went on Letterman, like he became a joke, like a ridiculous man-child joke, and I think
silly.
That really hurt his credibility.
Yeah, I think maybe you're right about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting. I sat next to him on a plane once. Very just interesting, very unique, and kind of, as suggested, much to himself kind of a character. Yeah. All right, Charlie.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.